Welcome to the Jerry Robinson Radio Show, where we spend an hour every week confronting the lies of the age. With Jerry Robinson, the Chief Economic Strategist for Makers Group Financial and the founder and director of Jerry Robinson Ministries International, a Christian nonprofit organization dedicated to challenging believers to think and thinkers to believe. As a trained economist and ordained Christian minister, Jerry is the key economic speaker at the Stealing the Mind Bible Conferences, a columnist for WorldNet Daily, and the author of the best-selling book, Bankruptcy of Our Nation. And now your host, Jerry Robinson.
All right, thanks, Jay. Well, welcome to the Jerry Robinson Show. We're so glad that you're here. What a busy, busy week that this has been already. As we look out and scan the news, we see all kinds of crazy things we're going to be diving into here shortly. Also, just have a few announcements I wanted to tell you about as well. I've been working very, very diligently on a lot of new ideas for the ministry, also for Makers Group Financial. Really excited about some of the things that we have coming up. I want to tell you about a couple of things that I think that you should know about for sure, one of which is the upcoming webinar that we're going to be hosting on JRMI.org. It's called The State of the Economy, Forecasting the Future. I'm going to be going through and talking about this current economic recovery that we keep hearing about. Economic recovery, green shoots, wow, everything's turning around. Well, we're going to show you the real numbers behind the economic crisis. You're not going to believe your eyes. Plus, we're going to have some startling forecasts that will impact your finances for the rest of this year, 2010, and also into the coming years, 2011, 2012. And it's a free webcast. I mean, see, there's no reason to miss it. I mean, hop on to JRMI.org. You'll find a button that says webinars. Just click on it. And when you get there, you will find a place to register for that webinar online. It's free. I think they just ask for your name and your email address. And then there's a question there about how you heard about JRMI. You'll just put that you heard about it on the radio show if you're hearing about it for the first time right now. But go register. You really don't want to miss that. And tell your friends and family about this, too. It's a free webcast. If you're looking for answers about this economic crisis, these webcasts are a fantastic way. Jay, you've been on a few of these. These are really fantastic ways to disseminate information.
Oh, yeah. You get a lot of great information. And not only that, but you get to see it right on your own desktop. So it's not like you're just listening and not being able to see the information. It's not as nebulous. You actually get to basically be hands-on with it all.
And all these webcasts, by the way, are actually archived on our site. If you go to that webinar page and you actually register for this one, you're going to see a whole plethora of other webinars that we've done in the past, and those can all be purchased. Now, it's free the night of the webinar, but after the night of the webinar, we actually charge, and those are typically $39.95, I think, is what they charge on the store. But anyway, just want to make you aware of that. Also, we have a brand new newsletter format. Those of you who have not subscribed to our email newsletter, I encourage you to do that as well, to simply go to our website at jrmi.org, and notice on the top right-hand corner, you'll see a section that says enter your email address for our email newsletter. And we've changed that. We were doing a weekly format. Remember that, oh, the Friday format we were doing, Jay?
Yeah, that was a big newsletter.
It was a big newsletter.
A lot of information.
And we got a lot of comments from our readers that said, you know, this is just so much information. You know, it's difficult for us to get through it in a week. And so what we've done is we've actually scaled it back, and we've actually changed it to a monthly. I think it's much more easier to digest. There's so many things going on, and we want to cover so much, but at the same time, people don't have time to read all that. And if they're not going to be able to read it all, then we're not going to sit down and write it all, you know. So obviously, we're going to focus on what they're going to use. And it appears that monthly is going to be the best way to proceed from now on. So we're moving to a monthly newsletter. The very first edition will be going out in the next couple of days. If you want to get that, then be sure to hop onto our website and register for the free newsletter. And finally, we have another announcement that we're going to make today about the Follow the Money Quarterly, the brand new newsletter that's coming out, and we'll dive into that here in a few minutes. But let me hand things over first of all as we get kicked off into the weekly wrap with Jay Blevins. Jay, great to have you here.
Hey, Jerry, as always, it's a great time to be here. I really enjoy doing this show with you. We've got a really, really great show this week, of course, including all of our weekly segments, the weekly wrap, our Road to a One World Currency, and the Question of the Week, which is a really good one this week. Everybody needs to stick around for that one. And, of course, as you alluded to, we're going to be introducing the exciting new Follow the Money Quarterly newsletter, which is a huge information on a quarterly basis. It's going to be really timely, great stuff, predictions, forecasts, things you can do for your own personal finances.
We're really excited about that new quarterly.
Absolutely. But first of all, we need to go ahead and get started with our weekly wrap. All right, now it's time for the weekly wrap. This is where we take pressing and important stories from around the globe and get Jerry's take on these. As always, we have a story from China. Seems like every week there's news about China.
And our weekly China story.
Yeah, exactly, always. Our weekly China story. This one's from the Commodity Trade Alert, dated March 9th, 2010. Wink, wink, hint, hint. Gold unlikely to be main China reserve investment. You know, basically the writer says a big yeah right to this story. You know, the gold market is too small. That's because you can't print more. That's what China's saying. Jerry, this story just won't die. One day China's buying up all the gold. Next day they're not buying any. Jerry, what's the deal?
Well, there's been lots of stories coming out about China all week. I mean, first we had the IMF. We reported on this last week about the IMF sales.
Right, yeah.
And there was talk about how China was going to be buying half of the gold that the IMF had for sale. And I basically debunked that. I didn't think that was going to happen. It turned out that was true, that they were not actually going to be purchasing that IMF gold at the gold sale. Then the next, we had a report that China was considering dropping its dollar peg. Now, that was big news that came out over
huge,
the weekend.
Huge news.
Then it was later debunked, and no longer are they going to be dropping that. Then a report basically denied that China was going to be devouring the global gold supplies. You know, there's been a plethora of disinformation coming out around this story, and I think the reason that we need to understand this is because China is in a very vulnerable position. It holds so many U.S. dollar-denominated assets, and remember the importance of this key word we call the P word. It's perception. It's perception in these markets. It's perception in the economy. You know, on another note, China has been displaying more fiscal and monetary prudence than most other countries lately. You know, it's been raising bank reserve requirements. It's been slowing stimulus spending. It's been raising interest rates. It's been encouraging its citizenry to buy gold. How ironic that it says that it's no longer going to be buying gold. This is obviously a perception play. This is what they're trying to do, is they're trying to hedge their bets because they know that they hold a lot of U.S. dollars. And dollars and gold move in inverse ways. You know, if gold goes up, typically, historically, now I say that because over the last couple months, it hasn't been the case. Dollar and gold have been moving together, which has been very, very weird. And
yeah, very strange.
And very bizarre from a trading perspective. But, you know, basically what we see here going on is basically a global game of economic chess. You know, the players are making their moves, are trying to avoid the wrong perceptions from destroying the house of cards that's been built. And what this story really didn't cover, Jay, was the fact that China is the world's number one producer of gold, okay? And second of all, that the Chinese central bank has been buying much of that domestic gold production. Another related story came out this week about Venezuela doing the same thing. The central bank is buying much of their domestically produced gold. Now, there's a trend among nations. You're going
to
see this. They're not actually buying.
It seems to be a smart play.
Because the reason is they can actually use their own printed currency to buy their own domestically produced gold, as opposed to having to fork up dollars to go out on the open market and use their currency reserves that they're holding in dollars. So this is kind of a hedge. What they're doing is they're buying gold, but they're also holding their dollars because they don't know which one's going to go up. So the end game here is that gold has intrinsic value, and paper currencies like the dollar don't.
Right.
Remember, gold has always been and always will be the beneficiary of bad monetary policy. And boy, do we ever have poor monetary policies in many nations around the world today, Jay.
Absolutely. Seems like a smart play for these countries to buy their own gold.
Yeah, I think we're going to continue seeing it.
Absolutely. All right, our next story is from CNNMoney.com, dated March 9th. And this one's kind of disturbing. 43% of Americans have less than $10,000 for their retirement. The story says the percentage of Americans with virtually no retirement savings grew for the third straight year, according to a survey released this past Tuesday. The percentage of workers who said they have less than $10,000 in savings grew to 43% in 2010, up from 39% in 2009. Now, that's a really disturbing number and a disturbing trend. When you tie that in with the coming Social Security crisis that you talk about in your book, we're talking about almost half of all Americans having no retirement plan whatsoever to fall back on.
Well, and Jay, it's important to note that this $10,000 that it's, you know, this story says that 43% have less than $10,000 in retirement. That's 43% of Americans. Now, that number, that $10,000, that excludes, by the way, the value of their primary home and any defined benefit pension plans. So it's important to note that from the beginning. But even then, we're still seeing a massive, massive problem. Workers who said they had less than $1,000 in retirement savings actually jumped to 27% from 20% back in 2009.
A quarter of all Americans have less than $1,000?
In retirement savings.
Wow.
Now, when you couple this, as you mentioned, with the 2040 crisis that we talk about in our book, where we have $70, $80, $90 trillion of unfunded obligations for Social Security. Here, look, the government has no money, and it's saving no money for the future. Many American workers have no money, and they're saving no money. So here's the problem. We go out 20, 30, 40 years, and guess what? Everybody wants benefits. And where has the money going to come from? Where is it going to come from? Nobody's saving and nobody's investing, especially at the government level. They're spending like crazy. They're deficit spending completely. And many Americans have followed the same path. 96%, and this is one of the things we say often at many of the conferences that we speak at, 96% of Americans reach the age of 65 dead or dead broke. 96% retire dependent upon friends, family, federal government. Now, this is primarily due to the reason of the fact that most people do not develop multiple streams of income during their lifetime. We have a brand, and you know about this, Jay. I've talked to you about this.
Right, the 11 streams.
We have a brand new product that's coming out, and I believe it's going to be an ebook form and possibly video form, and it's going to be talking about the 11 streams of potential income for retirees. You know, financial advisors tell us that it's possible for people who are in retirement to have 11 streams of income.
In retirement?
Not
while you're working. That's after you quit.
You can actually retire with up to 11 streams of income, and you can develop these while you're working. I tell you what, this is going to be a very important product, and I think we'll be offering this very soon. Stay tuned. Check out our website. Sign up for our email news list. We'll keep you posted when this comes out. Jay?
Oh, absolutely. All right, and our third story, this one comes from the Telegraph.uk, one of my favorite sites to go to get some real news.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's really good. This one's dated March 6th, 2010, and said gold is the decade's best performing investment. The story says gold has proved to be the best value investment over the last 10 years from some new research that's been disclosed. To listeners of this show, this comes as no surprise, obviously. I mean, if you're listening to this show, we've talked about this quite a bit. But, Jerry, gold and precious metals are always the beneficiary of the poor fiscal
monetary
policies, aren't they?
Well, they are. I mean, the price of precious metals rose 277% during the past decade. I mean, with investors particularly attracted to gold during the recession that they bought basically as a safe haven for their money. You know, gold saw the biggest rise, 277%. It was followed by platinum, which had a 230% increase. And then silver right behind that, not lagging at all, though, 227%. So overall, gold, silver, platinum had a aggregate rise in value by about 242%.
That's a lot better than my savings account.
Between 1999 and 2009. That's the equivalent of getting about 13% return on your investment per year. Every single year, 13%.
That's huge.
Now,
huge.
These price increases have obviously led many investors to believe that these metals are due for a correction, for a price correction. Others feel that the increase in these metals was simply due as to a fluke. It was rooted in the fact that people were scared, they were fearful. And I think both of these sentiments have an element of truth. I mean, nothing goes up in a straight line.
You know, right.
Gold will not go up in a straight line, and nothing goes down in a straight line. So the dollar bill is not going to go down in a straight line. It's going to go down slowly. But what we know, the thing to remember here, is that from a macroeconomic perspective, gold is in a long-term trend upward, and the dollar is in a long-term trend downward. And how about the idea that global fear drove these prices? Well, I think they're partially right. Gold is, as we say, the beneficiary of bad monetary policy. And as the global economy has been in a tailspin over the last several years, gold has been that beneficiary. However, there's many other reasons to favor gold from an investment standpoint. A, gold production from mines is not adequate to keep up with demand. Production is dropping around the world. At the same time, demand is rising. We have federal deficits. We have low interest rates in the United States. It's threatening huge inflation in the coming months and years. And these reasons and many others, which we'll highlight in our next issue of the Follow the Money quarterly, our brand new newsletter, are the same reasons why I believe that gold is still a great place for a portion of your savings right now, even at the prices that we see. What's been lost in the headlines over the dollar's resurgence in 2010 is the fact that gold is still rising in most worldwide currencies. Just think about many of the problems that lie ahead for the global economy, and you'll begin to understand why the bull market in precious metals and other hard assets is just getting warmed up, Jay.
All right. Well, you know, that's the way it usually goes. You know, gold, silver, platinum, all of those are also used in all the electronics throughout the world. So that demand's not going to go away.
It's not going away, Jay.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with our next segment. We're going to be talking about that Follow the Money quarterly newsletter. You know, with lots of great information, analysis, trends, insight, forecasts, all that great stuff. We'll be right back with that. You can find us on the web at www.jrmi.org, and you're listening to The Jerry Robinson Show.
What are you going to do when hyperinflation hits? With gold and silver prices making new highs over the last several months, many investors are beginning to turn their attention to the precious metals markets. Gold and silver can play an important role in balancing your investment portfolio, as it has traditionally offered a hedge of protection against out-of-control inflation, which may be on the horizon in the United States. While Makers Group Financial does not sell physical gold and silver, we do recommend an excellent precious metals dealer. His name is Tom Cloud, and his prices are outstanding. It's where I buy my gold and silver. If you would like to learn more about purchasing gold and silver, please contact Tom Cloud at 800-247-2812. Tell him that Jerry Robinson from The Jerry Robinson Show sent you, and he will throw in free shipping and free insurance on your order. Again, Tom Cloud, 800-247-2812. Be prepared for when hyperinflation hits.
The United States of America is in a state of financial emergency. Today, America's deficits are hitting all-time highs, the global credit crisis continues to worsen, and the U.S. money supply is expanding at a record pace, triggering widespread fears of coming inflation. How did America reach this level of economic chaos, and what can you do to protect yourself and your finances? In this hard-hitting 60-minute live presentation, well-known economist and best-selling author Jerry Robinson explains the real truth behind the falling U.S. dollar. You will learn, from a historical and political perspective, what is really happening to the U.S. dollar, why the U.S. dollar is on the brink of collapse, how the fall of the U.S. dollar may be leading to a one-world currency, when to expect the U.S. dollar to completely lose its value, and finally, you will learn where to invest in order to protect your finances from the coming collapse of the U.S. dollar. You cannot afford to miss this important presentation on one of the most pressing topics of our day. Arm yourself with the powerful information you need to protect yourself in these uncertain times. Order your copy of Jerry Robinson's latest DVD, Death of the Dollar, today. Call 918-827-JRMI. That's 918-827-5764. Or go online at www.jrmi.org.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you.
Welcome back to the Jerry Robinson Show. I'm your host, Jerry Robinson, founder and director of Jerry Robinson Ministries International and chief economic strategist at Makers Group Financial. On the web at www.jrmi.org, or our company is www.makersgroupfinancial.com. And this next segment, we're really going to be talking about a brand new creation by Makers Group Financial that we want to bring to your attention. You know, I don't know how long, Jay, it's been that I've been hearing this, but for years we've been going out and speaking, talking about this topic. And listeners to our seminars, our conferences, people who've bought our products over the years have told us that they really believe that we needed to create a newsletter. And I always shied away from the idea because, well, I don't even know why I shied. I think I shied away from the idea because of the time commitment, Jay. I think it was just because I knew that it would take a lot of time to produce a newsletter, and I was very busy with all the things that we had going on. I think now more than ever, I've really come to understand that people have got to have up-to-date information. And I got to tell you, I mean, I'm so completely tired, and I don't know about you listening by on the radio show, but I am so completely tired of hearing the same financial hype over and over and over again from the mainstream media who consistently got it wrong. Which one of these bozos on CNBC who keep telling you to put all your money in mutual funds, which one of them warned you about this economic crisis? These guys are completely bought off by the mutual fund industry. Think about these guys who are on TV all the time talking about money. I mean, most of them didn't even see this thing coming. Ben Bernanke, for goodness sake. Alan Greenspan. I mean, these guys who are running the whole entire economy, they're entrusted to take care of the entire American economy, and they're just blah, 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 blah. They have no clue what's happening. I mean, they stand before us now, and they say, well, we underestimated the housing crisis. Oh, we underestimated the economic and financial crisis. Listen, the truth of the matter is that the only person that's really looking out for your finances is you.
That's right.
You are the only person who's actually looking out for your own your finances and your family's finances. If you're a husband out there, you have wife and maybe you're a father, maybe you have children as well. You are responsible. It's not the government. It's not the TV. It's not the news channels. They're not responsible for you. This is why it's so vital that we really come to understand our role as stewards of God's money, because we really have been entrusted with many things, and God expects us to steward those resources wisely. And unfortunately, many of us have relegated that role to the government or to our HR department at work or the 401k administrator or the mutual fund salesman. We really haven't empowered ourselves and educated ourselves and equipped ourselves to be able to go out and understand these very dangerous financial times. I mean, listen to that headline we just said. 43% of Americans have less than $10,000 in retirement savings. I mean, that's proof positive that there's a problem.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and $10,000 isn't enough to get you through your retirement anyway.
Oh, it's not even enough
not
to get
even
through
close.
Just a few months. I mean, that's you'd be on the street.
Absolutely.
So it's very difficult, and I think many people now are coming to terms with the fact that America's massive debt will be one of the greatest challenges in our nation's future. And I think that one of the important things to do here is to look for the silver lining amid all of today's bad economic news. The truth is, throughout history, times of economic crisis, just like we're witnessing right now, and times of economic uncertainty have always, and let me say that with a capital A, have always provided unlimited opportunity to those who know where to look.
Oh, and absolutely.
More billionaires are created in the Great Depression than any other time. During times of great economic crisis is the time whenever you can actually do very well.
I think it's Warren Buffett who said, you know, when everybody else is greedy, be cautious. And when everybody else is cautious, that's when to be greedy.
Sure. And, of course, he's certainly somebody to listen to, given the amount of money the guy's made.
Yeah, he's got a lot.
And we're going to talk about some of that here later on in the show, about who we should be listening to and who we shouldn't be listening to when it comes to finances as well.
If a guy is broke, you probably don't want to listen to him.
That's right. Well, and I wonder how many of these guys on TV are actually busted broke, you know, giving advice. So I think the question becomes, what are you doing? I mean, you, the listener, you're sitting out there, you hear our show every single week. You know, we see all these headlines. We see that China's doing this, and we see the Federal Reserve is doing that, and we see Obama's doing this, and we see the Congress is doing that. Okay, so what? So what? If you don't have a will, if you don't have any savings, what does that matter to you? Why should you care what's happening in the White House if in your own house
you're not taking care of business?
You're not taking care of business. Gives a hoot about what's happening in the White House if you don't have enough money to get yourself through losing your job? That comes first. Many of us have become so obsessed with watching the great play that's being spanned out before us on the TV every single day, the boob tube, as it just constantly fills our head with all this stuff that's happening. And that's, of course, it's important. But at the same time, what are you doing? How are you protecting yourself? What are you doing to ensure that all this chaos, if it spins out of control, won't totally damage you? And so are you playing by the rules of the game? That's what we ask many times at many of our conferences. What are you doing to ensure that you're playing by the rules of the game? Those who play by the rules of the game win. And those who don't understand the rules of the game, which are the majority of Americans, they lose. That's why 96% of Americans reach the age of 65 dead or dead broke.
That's the key. Most Americans, myself included until just recently, had no idea what the rules of the game actually were. We just thought, you know, house and a 401k, that's going to get us there. And now we're finding out that the 401k is basically worthless.
The most important thing that you can do whenever you begin to notice things on TV, you listen to the news, you see all these stories that are coming out, it's the same thing that we do every single week right here on the Jerry Robinson Show. It's the same thing that we do every single day at our ministry, Jerry Robinson Ministries International. And it's the same thing that Makers Group Financial is completely dedicated to. It's following the money. We believe that no matter what the smacking lips of the conservatives say, and no matter what the wagging tongues of the liberals are saying, it doesn't matter. What you have to do is you have to follow the money. And if you follow the money, you'll get to the truth.
Hence the name of this newsletter, Follow the Money Quarterly. And everybody keep your eyes out. We're getting ready to come out with a website, followthemoneydaily.com.
Follow the Money Daily is not too far behind.
And it's going to have all of this information just rolling through every day of what's really going on, the strings behind the puppets.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great website. And that website, by the way, ftmdaily.com, is actually going to be lots of news headlines. All of our analysis is going to be in the FTM Quarterly. It's where we're actually going to provide analysis. So I'm going to give all of our insights, the trends that we see happening, and then forecast, and then plus personal financial strategies. What can you do right now in the middle of all this? And we're actually going to have four of these produced every single year. It's going to be a quarterly. It's FTM. It's Follow the Money Quarterly. It's published four times a year, January, April, July, and October. So the next issue, very first issue, actually comes out in April, April 1. And this is unlike any other newsletter on the market today. Each issue is jam-packed with pages of important trends, forecasts, personal financial strategies that you can not only use to survive, but thrive and even profit from these uncertain times. We're going to talk in this newsletter coming up on how and where you should be saving your money right now. What are the best foreign currencies to be holding in the days and months ahead? How and why should you be generating multiple streams of income? And I think people know why. I think the big question is how. How can you do it? And what are those potential streams?
Where do you find the money?
How can you get your money out of a 401k or an IRA and get into gold, silver, real estate, or hard assets, or even into your own private business right now? Why do I believe silver may be the best hedge against hyperinflation in the days and months ahead, even better than gold? Why are agriculture, commodities, and energy, are they going to provide the best returns in the next decade? How can domestic and international real estate be one of the best ways to hedge against inflation in the coming years? We're going to talk about the FDIC and your FDIC-insured deposits. We're going to talk about how to protect yourself from a bankrupt U.S. government. We're going to talk about when and why interest rates are preparing to skyrocket. I mean, we just have a ton of things that are coming out. We're also going to be talking about China, Russia, India, how they threaten the U.S. dollar, and how you can profit from those countries. And at the very end of the day, this newsletter is really going to provide you with cutting-edge insights that are going to allow you to empower yourself. That's what we're all about here, is we want you to empower yourself. We get up every single day. We do this radio show every single week because we're committed to seeing you empowered. We're tired of seeing the people basically sheared. We're tired of seeing the sheep lined up and led to the slaughter. And it's time for people to empower themselves. And we want to be a link in that chain to help you do that. That's what we're committed to each and every day. That's what all of our companies are doing. That's what our ministry is doing. We are totally devoted to seeing you empower. Now, Jay, if they order right now, this is a web edition. Now, I need to say this real quickly. It's an online edition. You'll get this online, okay? So it won't actually be mailed to you. This is the online web edition that we have on special. You order now. For the entire year, it's normally $149 for the whole entire year for this Follow the Money Quarterly. It's being discounted now to $129 for the year, but you have to act now. You'll receive $20 off our regular price. That's four issues of Follow the Money Daily for only $129. Now, if you want the print edition, we're not going to be making that available for several months, but eventually that will be available. And I believe that'll be somewhere around $199. It'll be discounted down also for the first few months. But this is a limited time offer. It's going to be $149 from this point on. And actually, that's cheap considering what's in here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's so much information in here. This is like getting 10 or 15 magazines all at once.
Because it's all condensed down for you. Lots, not tons and tons of pictures in this thing. This is dense reading. I mean, there's going to be a lot there. $129 per year. Act now. Receive $20 off our regular price. Now, let me say right before we go to the break that if you are interested in joining the 300 Club with our ministry, Makers Group is actually going to donate this to you. Now, if you're a current 300 Club member with JRMI, you're going to receive this automatically for free. You're just going to begin getting it in the email.
It's basically just another benefit of being a 300 Club member.
Absolutely. But if you're not currently and you say, you know, I really want to support the ministry as well, then simply go to our website and join or call us at 918-827-5764.
That's 918-827-JRMI. On the web at www.jrmi.org or soon to be www.ftm.com. You're listening to The Jerry Robinson Show. Stay tuned for the next segment.
Hi, friends. This is Jerry Robinson. I trust that you appreciate our hard-hitting Christian approach to today's economic, geopolitical, and cultural news each and every week right here on The Jerry Robinson Show. You know, every week my staff and I are hard at work to bring you the most cutting-edge insights to help you understand the times that we're living in. As you know, the Bible instructs us to understand the times, and Jesus even tells us to watch and be sober as we see the day of the Lord at hand. As we look around, most of us find our present-day situation simply breathtaking. And I believe that we are living in truly prophetic times that the Bible speaks directly about. Here at The Jerry Robinson Show, we have a great vision to see God's truth about our generation and our unique times spread across the nation through the radio airwaves. But in order for this important message to wake up our sleeping nation, we simply must have your help. In 2010, we have plans to get this program into several large radio markets right here in the U.S. and even globally. Will you stand with us in our effort to get the truth of God's Word out to America and to the world? Never before in our nation's history have hard-hitting, truth-telling, God-fearing ministries been so important to our collective future. We simply must go forth with the truth. I ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a monthly partner with our ministry with a gift of only $25 per month. You can make your pledge by calling our ministry hotline at 918-827-5764, or you can log on to our website and donate online. Our website is www.jrmi.org. Friends, become a part of the solution and help us confront the lies of this age. Call now, 918-827-5764, or log on to our website at www.jrmi.org. Thank you, and may God richly bless you in your gift. Hi, friends. This is Jerry Robinson from the Jerry Robinson Radio Show. Are you looking for a trusted financial advisor who shares your same spiritual beliefs and values? You know, each month here at our organization, we receive numerous requests for biblically based financial planning advice and counsel. And in response, we've created something known as the Christian Financial Advisor Network. Now, this is simply an organization of Christian financial planners and advisors who provide biblically based financial planning services to clients nationwide. We have now expanded our advising to 27 different states across the country. If you're interested in learning more about the Christian Financial Advisor Network to find a Christian financial advisor for yourself and your family, contact us at makersgroupfinancial.com. Simply go to our website, fill out the form, and we will be back in touch with you within 48 hours. makersgroupfinancial.com.
Welcome back to The Jerry Robinson Show, confronting the lies of the age. Follow us on Twitter at jrmi.org, that's jrmi.org, and on Facebook, join the Jerry Robinson Ministries International fan page. Now, this week we have a very interesting commentary from Jerry. He's going to be talking about the Building True Wealth conferences. Now, last year I started traveling with Jerry and got to witness these firsthand myself. I had no idea what to expect. you know, it's a conference about economics and building true wealth. And it was amazing. Jerry has these tremendous charts and presentation. This stuff just jumps out at you. It's great information. You know, he uses a lot of the information that he put in his book for everybody and builds on that to the point where you just – it blows your mind, and the impact on people, the emails we get from people thanking us for coming to do these conferences at their churches and at their conferences and such. It's just unbelievable.
Jay, I remember when we first took you out on the road, I think we went to the very first one. Was it in Denver or was it Washington? Or I can't remember.
I went to Tri-Cities with you up there in Washington.
Yeah, and we did some other ones as well. I remember when we first did our Building True Wealth conference, when you were there, you were surprised at the people who came back at the table and said, I've never heard this information before. Because, you know, I've been talking to you about this for a long time. You read the book.
But right, we started talking back in February of last year.
But you were amazed at the fact that many of these people didn't understand this stuff. They hadn't even heard of it.
Right.
Well, some of the things we talk about.
That's like what we were just talking about in the last segment. You know, the mainstream is not telling people this information. It's just not getting out there to them.
Well, okay, it's only March as we do this radio show right now. But here at our ministry, we are gearing up for a very busy summer of traveling all across the country with our unique message of financial stewardship. Last year, JRMI developed a brand new conference that we've been taking on the road, and it's called Building True Wealth, and it's the Building True Wealth Seminars. And the feedback that we've gotten back from pastors has been fantastic. Many of the things that we hear from pastors and from event planners who've had us out to do these is that the congregation has had a deeper sense of peace, as far as their finances. They've had a better understanding of our unique times that we're living in. They've even seen increased giving because we have a strong emphasis on the fact that, you know, now is not the time to stop giving. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, would a man rob God?
We're not, especially not right now. And a more acute awareness of our role as a financial stewards of God's money. So I think many people walk away from this Building True Wealth, A, with a lot more knowledge, but B, understanding that they need to apply that knowledge. And applied knowledge is basically wisdom. I mean, that's basically what wisdom is. It's applied knowledge. When we take knowledge and we actually apply it.
Right.
And these Building True Wealth seminars are not just full of a bunch of information and things that you just should know. They're things that you should know, and then we talk to you about how to actually put them into practice.
Right. There's actual calls to action.
There's application. We actually provide ways to apply this stuff. And I'll give you a brief overview because we've had a lot of calls in, and we honestly cannot get to all the places that people want us to come out and do these seminars. I want to tell you where we're going to be at toward the end of the segment. If you're out there in one of these states that we're going to be in this summer, I want you to get a pen ready because I want you to call this number, or actually we're going to give out Jay's email address as well because Jay's going to be handling these calls. But basically, what we're doing is we're going to be talking real briefly about where we're going to be in the country this summer. And if you're in an area that you want us to come and speak at your church or your event or your conference or whatever, you need to have a pen ready so you can write this down. And we'll give that to you here in just a minute. What is the Building True Wealth Conference? Well, basically, it's broken down into five components. When we come out, we talk about five things. Number one, we talk about God's view of money. I think it's one of the most important things that any Christian right now can hear is not what is CNBC's view of money, not what's Warren Buffett's view of money, not as what is Obama's view of money, not as what Dave Ramsey's view of money. What is God's view of money?
That's probably one of the most misunderstood things that's out there. People just go, oh, the love of money is the root of all evil.
There's a lack of understanding of true biblical finance. And what we talk about is why does God's view of money matter? And obviously, why does it matter right now? The second thing that we do in this Building True Wealth Conference is that we look at the five dangerous economic trends that are literally ripping apart our nation from the inside out. And we cover each of those, the falling U.S. dollar, the national debt, obviously the energy crisis. We also talk about the Federal Reserve fraud. We also talk about the consumer debt crisis. We talk about all these different things. Third, we talk about the state of the economy. Basically, we put our finger on the pulse and we say, what is happening right this second in the economy? We take a look at several different industries, several different sectors. Next, we move to forecasts. So once we figure out where we are, we say, now, where are we going? And so forecast is how we're going to actually project out what do we believe is coming, not just in the next month, 6 months, 12 months, but even in the next several years.
And those aren't just guesses. Those are based upon historical analysis of what has happened to other nations and other empires throughout history.
We do a lot of economic analysis here in Tulsa, where we are at our headquarters, and we're doing lots. We're pumping out lots of information, and we a lot of this stuff is backed up. I mean, completely. Facts are stubborn things. You cannot argue with the figures and the facts. And then finally, after number four, we go to segment number five. Your game plan. Now, Jay, this is the most popular part of the whole program, because everybody, obviously, once they understand the problem and the magnitude of it, they say, well, what do I need to do?
Well, they're almost freaking out by the time they get done with understanding just how deep the problem is. That's when you come with the information that really helps.
And what's so exciting is that even though these numbers are severe, we have never had anybody walk away from our seminar saying, oh, my gosh, I feel hopeless. They never feel hopeless.
God has basically given you a really great understanding of the plan and how to actually have hope in the midst of this horrible crisis.
Many pastors have said, you know, I love to have this in my church, but I don't want to depress my people. You know, I don't want them getting all depressed. Giving's already down already, so why would I bring somebody in to talk about how bad things are? Listen, I tell you what, one of the most important things that you can do is educate and equip your people on this topic and then empower them on how they can prosper in these times. Believe it or not, many people are going to prosper. Is your congregation going to prosper? Are they going to be one of the people that prosper? I hope they are. But what are you doing to ensure that they will? This is exactly what Building True Wealth Conferences is all about. And we bring biblical solutions to America's economic crisis. We need to be presenting that from the pulpit all across this nation. And that's what our ministry is committed to. So these Building True Wealth Conferences are available. You know what Billy Graham once said about money? He said, if a person gets his attitude straight towards money, it will straighten out almost every other area of his life.
It's very true.
Money,
very true.
Money and our view of it can be very, very challenging. Here's some of the biblical truths we teach at the Building True Wealth Conferences. I believe there's seven biblical truths about money that we really want to promote. Number one, God's Word is the world's best personal finance book. There's nothing like it. It talks about saving, it talks about investing, it talks about earning, it talks about giving, it talks about all of these different things. It talks about diversifying. It talks about everything that we need to know. The Bible has over 2,350 verses on money, wealth, and possessions, and they're there for a reason. They're there for us to read. Number two, everything that we have belongs to God. We are only stewards of what has been entrusted to us. We teach this at the Building True Wealth Conferences. Number three, God alone is our source. We believe that. But number four, we always come right back in and say, but God commands us to be diligent and to work hard. So we don't just sit back and collect the checks from heaven. We actually have to go out and work hard and be diligent.
Right. There's no blab it and grab it. You have to work for it.
You actually have to work for this. God will bless the efforts of our hands, and he gives us the ability to get wealth. But that obviously comes when we work and we are diligent and we're hardworking.
Right.
Now, number five, we will reap what we sow. So those who sow sparingly will also reap sparingly. We teach these concepts at every single one of these Building True Wealth conferences.
That's one of the immutable laws of God.
Number six, our abundance, our financial abundance, or whatever kind of abundance we have, our abundance is not for us alone. We teach this at the Building True Wealth. It's there to be shared. Number seven, money is a test of the heart. So it's very vital that we understand that money itself is often a test. How we use it, how we go out and spend it, is a reflection of who we really are on the inside.
Very true.
We teach giving, saving, and investing. And our strategies, which we get into, there's actually 12 that we get into, and we spend a lot of time talking about the importance of diversifying our savings, diversifying our investments, and diversifying our income. Very key things. One of the most powerful things we talk about besides giving is also the idea of diversifying our income. Many people have never thought about the need to have multiple streams of income. In these seminars, these conferences, we empower you with specific ways on how to create multiple streams of income. We show you how you can actually go out there and create 5, 6, 7 different streams of income right there in the conference. And we obviously, everyone who comes to this conference, they obviously get lots of materials that we have back at our table. So it's a very, it always ends up being a great, great time for the people who come. And we also talk about investing defensively with hyperinflation in mind. We talk about some of these investments in a very simple way. We're not getting real heavy on investment stuff, but we do kind of give a primer or a 101
on
precious metals, agriculture, commodities, energy, your own business, real estate. We talk about these things because these are other types of assets. Most people have all their money in a 401k plan or all their money in an IRA or all their money in mutual funds. We talk about things besides paper assets. Abraham was rich in what? Was he rich in stocks and bonds and mutual funds and CDs? And no, he was rich in gold, silver, cattle, slaves, land. I mean, he had a lot of different things going on.
He was very diversified.
Very diversified. And one of the things we teach here is what the Bible has to say about diversification. Okay, now, we run out of time for this segment. Let me tell you, if you're interested in having us out to speak at the Building True Wealth Conference, you want us to have us out, let me tell you where we're going to be. In the month of June, our team and I are going to be in New Mexico, Colorado, Arizona, and Utah. If you live in one of those four states and you would like to have us out in the month of June, it'll be very simple because we're already going to be out there. In the month of June, 2010, New Mexico, Colorado, Arizona, Utah, calling all pastors, if you want to have us in your church, you simply call 918-827-5764 and ask for...
Ask for the Building True Wealth Conferences.
Ask for the Building True Wealth Conferences and ask for Jay Blevins.
That's me.
And he'll be sure to help you. Or you can email Jay. Jay, what's your best email address?
The best email address to get in touch with me for the Building True Wealth Conferences is jrmidotorg@gmail.com.
That's jrmidotorg. So that's jrmi.org just spelled out, right?
Right.
jrmidotorg@gmail.com.
Right, exactly. Just like our Twitter account, jrmi.org, spelled out. Same thing, but at gmail.com. That way it keeps it simple.
Or they can also always hop on the website at jrmi.org and then go to a contact link, and they'll find your email address there.
Right, and that one also, the other link, they both link to the same account, actually, j@jrmi.org. That's jai@jrmi.org.
Or they can always just pick up the phone and call you, 918-827-5764.
So
in the month of June, you want to call Jay if you're living in New Mexico, Colorado, Arizona, Utah, and you want to have us out. We would love to bring this Building True Wealth Conference out to you. Believe me, it'll be worth your time. How about the month of July? In the month of July, we're going to be in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas. If you're in one of those states and you want to have the Building True Wealth Conference out to your church, event, conference, whatever, simply call us in the month to book for the month of July. Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas. The month of August, we're going to be in Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. So if you're living in one of those states and you want to have us out in the month of August, simply call us, 918-827-5764, ask for Jay. Now, finally, in September, we're going to be down in the southeast. We're going to be down in Florida, Georgia, and Alabama, and those three areas. If you're in one of those states and you want to have us out for the Building True Wealth Conference in the month of September, we would love to come and share. Now, in the fall, now some people are saying, well, hey, we're in the Northeast. You know, you didn't cover us. Well, there's many states we didn't cover because we're obviously, you know, we don't have the ability to get to every single state that wants us to come. But in the fall, we're planning on a new speaking dates in the Northeast. So we're going to be in New York, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and Virginia. If you're in one of those states, New York, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, or Virginia, in the fall, we are now planning new speaking dates. Call us at 918-827-5764 and hurry because we need to get your date scheduled because dates are filling up fast. Jay, they can contact you, correct?
Absolutely. Give me an email, jai@jrmi.org or jrmidotorg@gmail.com. All right, on the other side of this break, we're going to come back with our weekly segments, The Road to a One World Currency, and, of course, our question of the week. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Jerry Robinson Show. The plainest days are mine. Why don't you find out for yourself? Then you'll see the price very closely.
Are you looking for relevant and cutting-edge information for your next event? Do you need a dynamic speaker who can bring fresh, biblical perspective to today's economic crisis? Are you planning a personal financial workshop with your church group and need an enthusiastic and easy-to-understand teacher? Invite well-known Christian economist and best-selling author Jerry Robinson to speak at your event, conference, or church. Jerry brings cutting-edge information to equip and empower your audience and brings a powerful presentation to reach a sight and sound generation. Some of Jerry's topics include how to survive and even thrive during times of financial crisis, the death of the dollar, how we got here, and what it means to you. Or if you are looking for even more, ask about our half-day and full-day Building True Wealth seminars. These 4- and 6-hour seminars provide an excellent outreach opportunity for your community. To invite Jerry to speak at your event, contact us at 918-827-JRMI. That's 918-827-5764, or visit us online at www.jrmi.org. Our 2010 schedule is filling up fast, so contact us today. Call 918-827-5764 today and take the lead in bringing biblical solutions to America's economic crisis to your community.
Hi, friends. This is Jerry Robinson from The Jerry Robinson Show. How are you preparing for your financial future? The reason I ask is because we have a brand new special for the month of March. Our latest DVD, The Death of the Dollar, you don't want to miss this. It's an hour-long teaching given in Tri-Cities, Washington, where I explain why the dollar itself is doomed and what you need to know about it. How in the world did we get here? How in the world did the dollar reach the depth that it has in such a short amount of time over the last several decades? And what should you know about it? What should you be doing? On top of this DVD, we are also offering our most popular audio CD to date, The Coming Gold and Silver Boom and Dollar Doom. This teaching talks about why you should consider gold as possibly an investment for your portfolio. How high do I think gold is going to go? Where should you buy gold? What kinds and forms of gold should you buy, and where should you store it? You know, we're offering this DVD and this audio CD for a very special low price of only $29.95. It's a limited time offer, and we're also throwing in free shipping for the whole entire month of March. Don't miss out. Get this special combination today. To order by phone, simply call our office at 918-827-5764. That's 918-827-5764, or just hop onto our website. Log in at www.jrmi.org. Welcome back to the Jerry Robinson Show. So glad to have you here. I'm your host, Jerry Robinson. We are in the final segment. I can't believe how fast this show goes by, Jay. Every single week, I look at the clock and I say, how in the world did we already burn through an hour? The very final segment, and we only have a few minutes left. And because of that, we're going to have to put the Road to the One World Currency on hold because we have a question of the week that I think is very pressing and very important. We're going to put the Road to the One World Currency, we're going to delay it and put it on next week's program. But we're going to get right to our question of the week in the final minutes of this program that we have. Jay?
All right. Yeah, this question of the week comes from Jessica Peterson down in Atlanta, Georgia. She says, I just came across your website, and I really like your ideas on the economy. I've been listening to another Christian money program by Dave Ramsey, and I'm just curious, what is your opinion of Dave Ramsey? I ask because the two of you seem to have very different views on money. Thanks for your radio show. I listen every week on my iPod when I go running. God bless you and your work.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's identify the differences. I remember I had a pastor that that had us out to speak, and he said, so what is exactly the difference between you and Dave Ramsey? And I said, well, first of all, Dave Ramsey is a Christian debt counselor. That's what he is, first and foremost. I'm an economist and a former wealth advisor, so it's very different. A debt counselor and an economist, it's two very different things. But as far as how about our philosophies? Well, if I were a debt counselor, would I still feel the same way? Or if he were an economist, would he still feel the same way? Would we be diverging or would we be the same? Our philosophies are very, very different. Let me give you some examples of why and how we are different in our views on money. First of all, on inflation. And I'm just going to pull some quotes from Dave Ramsey program that we'll make available on our website if you're interested. On one program, Dave attempts to give an explanation of inflation. And here's what he says, quote, inflation is the increase in the cost of something. It gets very complicated and interconnected at that point, but basically inflation is just the increase in prices. Now, obviously, that is what Obama teaches. Obviously, that is what Keynesianism teaches. That's what government economics teaches us, is that inflation is a rise in prices. But we know that inflation is a rise in the money supply. That is a very, very different view. And if you believe that price increases are what inflation is, then you're what we call a Keynesian. And you've heard me use that phrase before. If you believe that money supply is the cause or is actually what inflation is, then you're what we call an Austrian. I am an Austrian, and based upon this definition, Dave Ramsey would be considered a Keynesian,
right?
Who believes that government spending can help create prosperity in the long run. Now, Dave is in a very good position to encourage people to prepare, and I got to say that he does a great job of motivating people to get out of debt. But when he strays into general financial planning advice, I believe that he usually gets it wrong, unfortunately. Here's Dave Ramsey on gold. I came across this show transcript from January 26, 2009. Here's what he said, quote, "The truth is, gold has a poor track record. That's being real nice. Gold sucks. I don't care how many ads you see on TV or listen to on talk radio. Never buy gold. Gold has no more intrinsic value than paper does. It is a crummy investment with a crummy track record. I do not own any gold except for some cool cufflinks and one watch. Other than that, that's it. I do not have a little bit over here just in case. It is a precious metal investment. Silver is the same thing. They are ridiculous." Now, here's the problem. Again, it seems Dave Ramsey only thinks of gold in terms as an investment. I don't think that he's paying attention to what's happening in Zimbabwe. Right now in Zimbabwe, they are trading gold for food.
Yeah, it's being used as currency, not
being
as
used
an investment.
As Warren Buffett is buying gold and silver. Jim Rogers, who made $1 billion in one day, is buying silver and gold. George Soros is buying gold and silver. And despite the fact that precious metals have provided the best returns of any investment over the last decade, as we talked about in our weekly wrap, Dave Ramsey, who's nothing more than a debt counselor, is saying that buying precious metals is a dumb idea. Who are you going to listen to? Let's take another example. Difference. Dave Ramsey on permanent life insurance. Dave Ramsey thinks that everyone should buy term insurance and that no one should own permanent insurance because it's a waste. Okay? Now, I cannot tell you how ludicrous this idea is, especially when you peel back the layers and you discover how many financial institutions, Jay, how many banks, how many wealthy individuals actually own permanent life insurance. The mutual fund industry has been pushing this buy term and invest the difference for the last several years. It's been something that they've been very proud of themselves. The mutual fund companies and the insurance companies were in this big cosmic battle for customers, and the mutual fund companies won out. They basically, as we said before, they rule the universe, and they've convinced people to buy term and invest the difference. What I've said over the last 10, 20 years is that that's basically been buy term and lose the difference. Because if you've taken the money and invested it in the stock market or in mutual funds, you've lost the difference. But, what's so sad about all this is that the fact that gold and permanent insurance, for example, which are simply financial products that you can buy, I mean,
right,
they're simply things that you can do. He's no different in many ways than other people who slam financial products. You know, financial products, all they are tools. They're just tools. I mean, they're completely, that's all they are. That's like saying, and what we say even at our Building True Wealth conference, we say, look at a hammer. Imagine looking at a hammer and saying, this is bad, no one use hammers. Or looking at a flathead screwdriver and saying, listen, no one should ever use a flathead screwdriver. What if you'd have a screw that needs a flathead screw? What are you going to use?
A butter knife?
Anyone who says a hammer is not good has clearly never needed to drive a nail into a wall. Gold is a tool.
Right.
It serves it has an advantage and it has a disadvantage. Permanent life insurance is a tool. It has advantages and it has disadvantages. Why in the world would you spend time talking bad about a hammer or a flathead screwdriver? What makes Ramsey dangerous is that he caters to people's desires for quick answers. This is the final point I want to make. Do not do your financial planning on AM radio. We say this over and over again. Do not call in to somebody. This is like calling the doctor on call and saying, doctor, I have a hurt knee and my chest has been hurting as well, and I need to know what I should do. Well, that's malpractice if that doctor answers on the TV or on the right. What medicines are you taking? Are you allergic to anything? Have you had any prior problems? What did your doctor say before that? You need to sit down with a trusted financial advisor. Don't call Dave Ramsey on the phone and ask him to give you quick financial advice and plan your whole future on a 5-minute conversation with someone who does not know you and probably doesn't even care in the first place. Don't do that. Sit down with a professional. Sit down with a trusted financial advisor. If you have financial cancer, you need a financial doctor. And if you have cancer in your body, you need a medical doctor. You need to sit down with somebody who you can trust, not somebody who basically just has his own pet doctrines of what he likes and what he doesn't like. Dave Ramsey is a fantastic debt counselor. If you're in debt, no one will motivate you better. But as far as Dave Ramsey being a good financial advisor, no, sir. Be very, very careful. I would encourage you, if you're looking for a trusted financial advisor, to contact us for the Christian Financial Advisor Network. We'll put you in touch with somebody who is a believer, who has a biblical-based viewpoint, and is also a financial advisor.
We have a lot of good ones.
We got great ones. www.makersgroupfinancial.com. On the web, you can find a financial advisor in your area. We have them in 33 states across the country. Well, it's been a pleasure having you here on the Jerry Robinson Show. Another week in the can. It's already over. I can't believe it, Jay. We'll see you right here next week. And don't forget, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that you need shall be added to you.
Amen.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests of the Jerry Robinson Show do not necessarily represent the views of Jerry Robinson Ministries International Incorporated and Makers Group Financial LLC. Even though these are proven strategies, Jerry Robinson is not a financial advisor and his guests are not legal or tax advisors. You should always consult a trained financial advisor and/or tax advisor before making any financial decisions.